Snohomish County Republican Senator Kirk Pearson says Senate Bill 5472 started with a simple question.
A high school teacher in the town of Granite Falls asked me, why doesn't my community have a Dropbox? His community of Granite Falls had over 3,500 people.
The Dropbox to which he's referring is a place where voters can take their completed ballots. The other option in Washington is to mail ballots. But Pearson doesn't like that option, as he told his colleagues on the Senate floor in February.
When you put a stamp on a ballot, to me and I believe my good friend from the 11th District, we kind of look at it as like a poll tax. And this last election, with everything on the ballot, it took two stamps to vote. You add that to first-class stamps, that's almost $1.98. That's not fair to the people.
So Pearson introduced a bill that would require counties to buy and install more drop boxes where voters can take their ballots for free. There are about 300 of them currently in Washington. In Pearson's county, there are 12. That's not enough for him. His bill requires counties to install one drop box per 15,000 registered voters, and at least one in every city and town, and every area recognized by the Census Bureau with a post office. Good idea, says Alyssa Goss, executive director of the Washington Student Association. She says students are less likely to vote when they have to hassle with stamps and the mail.
So to have a ballot box on campus or as close to campus as possible is really a huge help to students.
Representatives of the Yakima and Colville Indian tribes also testified in support. County elections officials say they agree with the sentiment, but not with the details of Pearson's bill.
My name's Mary Hall. I'm the Thurston County Auditor, and it's painful for me personally to testify in opposition to this bill.
Halls County has 26 drop boxes with plans to add two more. She says the process of finding places for boxes is sometimes complicated.
Can you drive up to the box, which means it has to be on a one-way street, in a circle, or in a parking lot? Is it handicap accessible? Are there handicap parking spots nearby? Do the owners want it there? That's not always the case. A lot of times people say no because they really don't want the increased traffic.
Despite her concern, Pearson's bill sailed through committee and then through the full Senate with a unanimous vote. But word began to spread among county auditors and other local elected officials, and by the time the bill got to the House of Representatives, they were ready. At a committee hearing in March, several county officials aired their concerns. Carolyn Weichel from Snohomish County said the bill would mandate 20 new boxes in her county, an expensive proposition.
Our most recent drop box was over $9,000. And I know a lot of legislators sort of raise their eyes and say, how could it possibly be $9,000? But actually, I do have actual receipts if you're interested in looking at them.
And then it was Whitman County Commissioner Art Swanick's turn.
We would need 28 additional people to go out in pairs to close down these ballot boxes at the 8 o'clock closing time of election. That is a huge staffing issue, temporary staffing issue, but they have to be qualified, they have to be trained to go out there and put the locks on, make sure everything works right.
Pearson's bill cleared the committee with a few opposing votes and then moved to the floor of the House, where mostly Republican representatives took up the county auditor's case. Snohomish County Representative John Koster introduced an amendment that would ease the financial burdens on local governments.
It requires the state to pay for siting and maintaining and operation of the ballot boxes. The ongoing cost to counties is an unfunded mandate without this amendment.
The amendment narrowly failed in a mostly party-line vote, and so did the bill itself. And now it's been passed to Governor Inslee for his signature or veto. Spokane County Commissioner Vicki Dalton, a Democrat, says she's preparing for the worst, upset that the bill takes away her discretion to deploy limited resources.
So now I'm going to have to put boxes in areas where they're not going to get much use. And because of that, I'm probably not going to have the money or the capacity of people and budget to be able to put boxes in the next 5 years where the growth is happening. So this will help a handful of voters, and it will hurt a far greater number of voters.
there's still a faint hope for county elections officials. A House committee has held a hearing on a new bill based on some of the concerns from Senate Bill 5472. But there's not much time left in the current session. Legislators will probably be called back into special session to negotiate a new budget, but whether this bill would continue to have life during extra time isn't known. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.